Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. This is Cindy Bentley, and welcome to Healing Fountain. This is Cindy Bentley live from Henley on Thames River, England. And this is so magical that I can be here with my daughter and my grandson. I'm helping them move into a house that was built in 1502. I'm half a block from the Thames River, and the house sits, the little townhouse, like a row house, sits almost on the street. So I've got doors closed. It does get a little loud. This is the best place for me to sit, is in the front room. So you may hear a little bit of noise from the street, and I apologize for that. We're not in a real studio or my office at home in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I am experiencing some magical moments that I will never forget. And my life is continuously changing for the better. That doesn't mean that I don't have to make tough decisions sometimes, because sometimes in experiencing our life, the awareness of who and what we are and what needs to be lined up in our life may cause us sometimes to have boundaries with people. And so, we'll talk about that. I may have a whole show on boundaries pretty soon. But tonight, I want to talk about the magic moments and experiencing magic moments. And one thing about what's going on with many of us right now is that we are ascending. And when I say ascending, I'm talking about we're moving into a higher frequency. And with the higher frequency, we also have a higher consciousness. With higher consciousness, we have a higher level of sensory perception. And it's up to each of us, as little pieces of God, as divine beings, to learn how to navigate this human form with this new awareness. And in the new awareness, it's almost like we have to protect ourselves and stay in the moment that causes us to have an increased frequency. And if you cannot stay in the moment, you need to be able to stop and feel some memory of some moment that was high frequency in order to continue to move forward. And I was reading from a book that I've been reading on for a while and studying. It's called The New Sirian Revelation, and I'm Sirian. My star seed is Sirian, light worker. And it's by Patricia Corey, and it has a lot of information in here for all of us. And it talks about that we manifest quickly whatever it is that is around us. Anytime we have negative thoughts, they may incite our emotions negatively, and then we start to suffer. So we must remember that we are in charge of all that we are. We came here to share our vision, our wisdom, and our love. And sometimes it gets really hard here because there's lots going on to keep us from holding the vision that we are manifesting at a higher and higher level. So we must declare our intent. And that's one of the things I do. Every new moon, I set up my intentions and I declare my intent that I will live in a higher frequency and a higher consciousness in order to do the work that I'm here to do. I cannot assist people in holding higher frequencies and higher energies if I cannot do it myself. You understand? As a way shower, I must hold the frequency, hold the light, and the vibration that when I am working with someone who is in a low point or has been inundated with negativity, I am the one with all the divine beings that are assisting me. I have to make the choice and the intention that I will help hold the space for them to move into. And each of you who are listening to me can do the same thing. But part of doing this is maintaining the trust within your divine soul as a divine being that you can do this, no matter if you feel that it may be hard. Then you've got to some way talk to yourself and move forward into being in a lighter, higher frequency. There's many ways to do this, and that's what we're going to talk about. And the main thing we have to do is to be very focused, be very observant and aware. And I've been like very aware for a long time. And because of that, there's places that I can't go, people I've had to separate from. Sometimes I separate for a while. Sometimes I separate for a year, 2 years. Sometimes I come back and they're caught up. But I can't allow people to interfere with my intentions of holding a higher frequency of light. Now, that you'll say, how cruel, how mean, but that's part of who I am. That's part of the responsibility of being who I am. That's part of the responsibility of being who you are. As a light worker, as a star seed, as one who is taking on the light. So we ask that you notice your thoughts and notice your higher sensory perception of these thoughts. And what you want to do is declare to yourself, to the universe, to the intentions of all that you are, that you want more joy, you want to experience more joyful moments. You're causing the planet to move forward by you holding a higher frequency of light. So notice the thought when you're in nature. Notice the thought whenever you're eating. Like, I think the best food in the world is in England. And my daughter and I have talked about how wonderful the food is here. We've been talking about, the food tastes good. It's so fresh. Everything is just so delicious. I'm vegetarian, but I have had a little bit of salmon, Irish salmon, which is fabulous. A little bit. I've been having it every day. It's so good with salad. So as we learn that we deserve to be in high frequency, that's our job, that's our focus, that's our intentions, then we need to, sometimes we can, I remember, years ago when I started on this journey, I wrote down what I knew would be in my heaven, and my heaven would be fifth dimensional. And that's when I wrote the book, Shifting to Fifth Dimensional Living, celestial being, us being the divine being. And so part of that, in my book, I talk about things that show up because we want to live in our heaven. And believe me, when you've got a six-month-old grandbaby that you're privileged to spend time with, then definitely it's heaven, because the new baby's coming in, they're fully activated, all of their DNA is activated. He feels my energy from the time he was first born. He could feel me. And we have been connecting in together so big, very big. And that's so great. So what we want to do is find other, I want to experience more. I'm focusing on what feels good. I am not going to focus on the bad or what isn't or what pain I might have had. And sometimes I say to people or even my children, let's not visit that. Let's not revisit that. It wasn't the best decision, or I was doing the best I could, or I know you did the best you could. So let's move away from that. That was not the high point of our life. So there are other moments that, you know, when I walk in the morning and I live in the most beautiful area of the Rocky Mountains in New Mexico, I'm very, very fortunate. I have a pretty darn good fortunate life anyway. I stay very, very busy with clients, but it is a joyful experience to get response of what changes have happened. So that gives me a lot of joy that I know that there's magical healing taking place for many people, and that I'm helping them stimulate and helping them open up, activate, and be the powerful being that they came here to be. And for each of you listening, and I do appreciate you calling in, and for those who have just called in, I'm in England tonight, and it's right now, it's 10:12 p.m., which is a little past when Cindy Bentley usually goes to sleep in Santa Fe, New Mexico, but that's okay. So I know I'm looking at the call-ins. We've got people from Atlanta, Georgia. We've got people from Los Angeles, California. There's people everywhere that are listening in. And I appreciate you listening. Those are call-ins. And we're going to start getting to some call-ins. I'm going to have a little balanced evening. We've got Bob Sykes from Atlanta, Georgia. He wants to do a little blessing for us today. And I'm going to let him do that. It's one he does for all the people. And it's very sweet. I'm going to let him do that. We've got several call-ins that I'm going to see if people need some assistance tonight. There's a lot going on the planet. There's a lot of changes that are happening. And I want each of you to know that I'm not trying to tell you to live a fairy tale. I am trying to tell you that the negative experiences that you're witnessing are part of a three-dimensional hologram that's put there in place to get you away from the magic moments of joy. And when you're experiencing a three-dimensional life, it's about fear. It's about mental fear that activates every cellular consciousness. And you have the power right now to let go of fear. And we need to shift to the fifth dimension by telling ourselves that the fear in any aspect of it is not real. But the joy and the knowing that all that we are is divine love, And as we set our intentions and maintain that higher frequency magic, that is exactly what will manifest in our life. So stay away from the fear and all the things. I mean, I can't even open my cell phone, my iPhone now, without news reports from the Trump administration, our government. All kinds of things are going on. But, you know, change happens when it's revealed. If things are not revealed to us, then they will not be changed. So we are in the massive shift of consciousness right now. And the massive shift that we are into is all about shifting to the consciousness that we are all in here to support one another and to support one another in love. And with that, I'm going to let Bob do a blessing. And after the blessing, I'm going to start answering some phone calls because they're lining up right now. So I'm going to say hello, Bob.
Hey, hello, Bob. Cindy, and hello to everyone out there. This is such a privilege for me to be able to help you in your show today.
Thank you, Bob.
And so I have a blessing. I do blessings all the time, and I use these blessings in our house and everyone that I know, and even our pets, and they work. Our house is very powerful, and so I have a blessing that I'd like to do for everyone that is listening.
Hey, Bob,
taking part. Yes.
I want to mention one thing. Bob and Nancy Sykes, over the past 4 years, have been my host whenever I'm in Atlanta. They have a room in their house that is definitely a healing room. Right, Bob? And
it is.
When I'm at their home, I just go, they feed me and take care of me, and I see people all day long until I'm falling out. Bob's like, have you eaten anything yet? So they take really good care of me. And they also have several other groups that they have in their home, right? What other groups do you have in your home, Bob, with Nancy? Intention?
We do a spiritual connections group.
Yes.
And then we have a shamanic astrology group in our home.
Wow.
Nancy does do an intentions group in the house. It's been a while, but she may start that up again. We don't know. We're doing a lot of changes to our house right now. So.
Oh, yes. It's high energy, and the crystals, the house is full of crystals and stones and all kinds of good stuff.
Yep. As a good friend calls our house the Crystal Palace.
And I've had some people call your house like that it's a divine portal of energy there, high frequency energy. And people who come in to be, that I work with there, are always amazed at how wonderful it feels. And we thank you for that. I just wanted to give them an update of who you are and how we know each other. But go ahead, Bob, with your blessing.
Okay. So if everyone can just be, get a little quiet.
Receptive.
Yes. So, dear Father, Mother, God, may everyone that is listening to this broadcast and taking part in this show grow greatly day by day in understanding God's laws of nature and how best to live their lives in rhythmic, balanced interchange. May we all be filled with and surrounded by the light of God's love, protection, and guidance. And please bless us all and charge us with beneficial energy to bring healing and balance to our complete beings. Physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, and especially to bring what each individual most desires and needs into his or her life, for now and into the future, for as long as is appropriate. In deep gratitude and appreciation, amen.
Thank you, Bob. That was wonderful. I could feel that. Thank you. All right. We're going to start. Thank you, darling. We're going to keep going. I've got some people. We're starting to get a lot of call-ins, so I'm going to start answering phone calls. First, I've got someone waiting for 30 minutes. Area code 718443. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Katie.
Hi, Katie. This is Cindy Bentley. Is there anything I can help you with tonight?
I don't know. Exactly.
You
want to
just listen?
I want to change my vibration because I'm trying to attract.
Yeah.
I'm trying to attract some things into my life.
Yes.
So I'm trying to attract a job that I like with people that I like, and I'm trying to attract a man. So I'm just trying to. I don't know. I guess clear out my vibration and just. I don't know. See what I need to do, or I don't know.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you, Katie, when I'm looking at your energy field right now, your energy field is 75% clarity. So that's, you have been doing some work, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, when I look at your block in having a divine partnership,
mm-hmm.
loving partnership with a man,
mm-hmm.
you do have some blocks of that. You personally have four blocks, and I'm going to ask my divine beings and Archangel Michael and Saint Germain, my diamond beings, my light beings, to go into Katie's energy fields and remove all the blocks and issues she has in having a divine male partnership. But you know, Katie, the very first thing you have for abundance, for a partnership, for any type of higher joy in your life, you have to first remove the blocks that Katie has in completely and totally unconditionally loving Katie as a human mm-hmm. being. And that's hard for some of us because we've been taught unconditional love by so much and so many, and some many times our parents, if you do this and this, I'll love you. If you mm-hmm. give me that, I'll love you. But we want to unconditionally love ourselves the way God loves us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So right now you've got about 11 blocks in loving Katie 100%. And until you feel deserving of your heart's desires, they don't show up, baby. They just don't.
Mm-hmm.
And so... I'm gonna do a little healing on you now, but if you'll hang on at the end of the show, the last 15-20 minutes,
mm-hmm.
we're gonna do a big healing meditation to even anchor in some new frequencies to further help you love unconditionally all of Katie.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I'm asking my golden beings and all the divine beings that work with me to remove all the detrimental negative energies and blocks and transmute everything that's blocking Katie from loving herself and feeling totally deserving of all that she needs to joyfully move forward with a male partnership or a female, whatever you need for a loving partnership and for a wonderful job that serves other people as well as serves yourself. There's nothing better than feeling like what you're doing is supporting many others. Trust me.
Okay.
Not only the good money. And I'm going to tell you something I've talked about on the last show. I can't tell you how many people say, Cindy, you should be famous. I can make you a lot of money. And I got that recently again. even from a reading from a friend that I hadn't talked to in 4 years, she's like, you should be making a lot more money. I'm like, you don't understand. If I focused on money, what would I have? Because money doesn't love me. Mm-hmm. But if I focus on the love that I want to share with so many people, and I love people, God knows I love them. I nursed them for 37 years. So if I focused on that, I know without any doubts in my mind that God supports me and that magical things show up for me, and I can talk all day long about things that have happened that are beyond any concept of material wealth, but then it did give me material wealth. So it's really magical, and I want that for you, Katie. If you look at any, tell people to listen to Abraham Hicks on the YouTube. Have you heard of him, Katie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, continue with that one. That really helps. And I've done that before, too. So, you know, the tighter you hold it, the harder it is to receive it. So you have to let go and allow it and surrender.
Okay.
And we're removing all the blocks right now for you, and then we're going to do some more healing at the end.
Okay.
Thank you, Katie, for your support. And
Thank you so much.
Good luck, honey. Good luck. It's all manifesting just in divine time.
Thank you.
And then I've got someone from area code 310833. This looks familiar.
Hey, Cindy, it's Elaine in Los Angeles.
Hey, Elaine, I knew that. I knew that number because I don't. it's the that gets me.
You're getting it. I'm going to bug you every time. Congratulations on your little lovely visit with Winston. He must be very happy.
He is. We had so much fun. He's a boy, and he's so rough with Grandmommy. Even though he's only 6 months old, he pulls hair, he bites, he wants to kiss me and love me all the time, but he's rough with it, you know?
Well, he's got to keep you on your toes, but he's sweet.
Keeps me on.
Hey, I had
a
quick question, if you don't mind.
Uh-huh.
Sure. I'm still encountering some really difficult roadblocks with work, and I'm trying my best to keep my vibration high, stay present, but regardless, I'm smacking up against the reality of financial stress.
Yes.
And
Elaine,
let me
just interrupt just a minute, because I'm looking at you now, and you still got 6 blocks in loving Elaine.
Oh.
And part of that loving is deserving. You do know that. So let's look. We've worked and worked, baby. Let me see. Let me look again. Let's just do is there anything else that Elaine needs to do to remove any blocks and issues in loving herself? And I get yes. Is the job that she's working with 100% beneficial for her? And I get yes. We've always known that what you're doing is good, and you're good at it. Is it anything outside of herself that she needs to do? And I get no. So is there anything she needs to let go of? No. So I'm just going to ask for divine magic and divine power in Elaine's life, that she can, with grace and ease, remove all blocks and issues and feeling, knowing, and having her abundance in her work and in all areas of her life. Okay, just take a deep breath, Elaine. I'm going to work on it just for a couple of minutes, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to ask that anybody else out there that has some issues with monetary energy right now flowing, the flow of energy of money, and monetary energy is that flows, and what you put out comes back. But Elaine, you're a good giver. I already know that about you.
Mm-hmm.
You're a very giving person. Yes.
I'm actually feeling like I'm ready to receive. That's why I'm not quite sure how I don't seem to be able to meditate myself out of this one.
I know. This is crazy. I'm doing it some more. I'm clearing. I don't know what it was, but it's big because we're still, the pendulum is still working on you, darling. So just hang on there a minute. Not sure what it is. It's almost like another layer of stuff, you know? All right. I got it.
It feels deep. Oh, do you got it?
Yeah, I got it. And you know what? I don't even feel like it's part of this lifetime. It's almost like another layer of healing from a past life. Yeah, it is.
That's what I was actually curious about. That's interesting. Can I ask you real quick for all of us? When
sure.
You mentioned we should reflect on Ganesha and maybe ask her or summon her if we want help on removing obstacles, how
the
do
blocks.
We do that best?
Yeah, how do we
do that?
What I do, and being that I'm not in my sanctuary right now,
mm-hmm.
in another place, but I call in my divine beings. I'm walking out, walking with a stroller, and I'm calling on them in. I'm calling in Ganesh. I'm calling in Serapis Bay. I'm calling in those. I'm asking to have a productive show tonight because that's part. And the other thing is that even though if I have a week where it looks slow, are things I don't, if I feel, then I say whatever's happening, this is just a little secret of mine, whatever's
mm-hmm.
happening, it's okay because this gives me time to rest because I know everything, all my needs and all the monetary energy that I need comes to me. I mean, I don't even think about it. It just,
mm-hmm.
it's amazing. It's
okay.
a miracle all the time. I don't advertise. I don't do anything. It's just happening all the time.
And you just say it in your head. You don't have to do it in meditation.
No. I call them in as if I'm talking to them in my mind or in my head.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much.
And Elaine, I may do it a couple of times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, whatever, like, I'm trying to get ready for the show. I'm meditating all day long. And when I'm at home, I don't go anywhere. I don't do anything but get ready and get myself filled up with the energy to give the best of who I am to everyone that's listening. So what you want to know that you're doing, you want to remove all the blocks, and everybody that's listening, remove all the blocks so that you can be the best that you are for whatever service you have in this world.
Okay.
Because it's about, you don't go way out there. You go way in there, inside of you. And you want to know that anything that you have is divine. Anything you have to give and to serve is divine. And you absolutely have the knowing that because of the service that you're offering, and you do have a great service, Elaine, because of the service that you're offering, you will have the support, the divine energetic support, and that takes money.
Okay.
So
wonderful.
If you go, I'm hoping I'm making this more clear, because if I went out and said, oh, I want to have, and I used to do that years ago. I'd say, oh, I want to have at least 5 new clients a week. And I get where you're coming from. And so I used to do that. I don't do that anymore. I don't even think about it. I'd have a hard time keeping up with who's paying who had paid attention. That is just me. So what I want to do, though, is I want to make what I offer to be divinely beneficial, because I'm here to serve. Elaine is here to serve. Bob's here to serve. So the more you can become in attunement, in alignment with the service that you offer, they'll be lining up, Elaine.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
It sure does. Actually, it does. My clients are kind of skewing more that way, which is interesting. I just need things to close so I can start, you know, I want to keep my house. And I'm nervous about that. So, okay.
Oh,
well, you've been a godsend as always. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, darling. Have a good evening.
Okay, honey. Take care. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I have another client. I mean, not a client. I have another call in. Whew. I kind of lost everything for a minute there, Bob. Who's next, Bob? Do you see? I have a 310 number. Here we go. I got it. Here's another 310-459. I think that's in Los Angeles. Who am I speaking with? This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. It's Leslie Murray from
Los Angeles.
Say hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I loved hearing what you were just saying. It was just felt so right on with everything going on with me as well. And and then I was just going to comment, if I may, on a little bit of the energetic sort of frequencies that are going on. It just feels like for Elaine, it just feels a little bit that we're in a pause. Some of us that are at a high energy frequency workers, and it just feels like we're at a pause, but it's going to pick up again very soon. And so that's, I was just getting that, just tell her it's a pause and it will pick up soon, but right now just to stay in the pause, I guess.
Yeah. And,
I don't know if that
makes
sense.
Mercury is no longer retrograde.
That's right.
And we've got what I read from Michael Lennox. And Elaine, I will forward to you Michael Lennox. That's who I subscribe. I pay monthly to have a daily report for him, because his horoscope is so magical about what's happening
on the planet.
And for the star seeds and the light workers. And so I'll send that to Elaine, and that will kind of give you some things. But the Jupiter things are supposed to start taking off pretty soon, too. And I can feel the energy building because I'm so sensitive, Leslie. So I understand exactly what you're saying. It's a pause, but it's a buildup also.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm freaking taking off. Like, I mean, it's amazing.
Me too.
I feel like I'm on liftoff. I'm like, woo.
So true.
Yeah.
And also, I just wanted to comment on what you were saying about of not feeding into the fear and that fear is an illusion. There's this movie that came out. I think I had to buy it because it was so incredible. It was called Divergent. And what it is, it's a future society, and then the woman, the protagonist, every time something's really scary that comes up, she says, "This isn't real." And I said, "She got it. That's it. It isn't real." So anyway, I just wanted to say, it's like if whenever we get into that real fear someplace, if we can just say, "It's not real." So, but sometimes it's hard when we're in the middle of the whole fear thing. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Yes, go on.
Exactly, Leslie. Exactly. You know, I have been told so many times, you're fearless. And our people will try to mess with your boundaries and say, "Are you going to do that by yourself? I can't believe you're going to do that. I can't believe it. Aren't you afraid? Can you believe you?" I'm like, and immediately I put up a a barrier for them to not interfere. And I'm like, I have no fear, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No,
you don't either, Leslie Murray.
I don't anymore. I've really worked. I've just sort of worked through them, and I'm with you. I'm so blessed to be living where I'm living, and doing also the healing work as well. And
right.
I love it. I love my life, and I love where we are right now.
Yeah.
And also, I just want to say that I'm going to Brazil, and I have a couple more openings if anybody wants to jump on this group. It's a beautiful group that's formed. And so anyway, I just wanted to put it
out. Wait a minute, Leslie, you didn't tell them what you're going to Brazil for. Do that for
us. I'm going to Brazil for John of God. And the trip is from October 21st to November 4th. And it's 2 weeks in the town of Abidjania, which is an hour and a half south of Brasilia. And we stay in a beautiful little posada, which is a little Brazilian hotel. And it's a pilgrimage. So basically, it's a very much of a spiritual trip, sort of adventure into self.
If anybody wants to get in touch with Leslie, they can just email me and I would forward it to you.
Perfect.
I've already have two of my close clients that are people I work with that are going. So
they are going. So excited. And then I have two others. So I have openings for two more. So I'm just putting it out there.
It's very transformative because I've met lots of people who've done this journey, people in Atlanta. It's very, very it's highly transformative, for sure.
I had two people from Atlanta come with me, and so I don't know if anybody you know, but anyway, it was back in 2014 in October, so that was fun, yeah. Yeah, so I have people from all over the world, so, and from the United States. So it's really, it's a special journey, and if someone feels called, I would love to take them.
Thank you, Leslie. My callers are really adding
up.
Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you, and a big kiss to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Leslie. Love you, darling. Bye. Okay, now I've got 404-372. This is Cindy. How can I help you today?
Hi, Cindy. It's Charisse.
Hey, Charisse. How's it going?
Great. I've had some very interesting experiences lately.
I gotcha. I understand. Tell me.
First off, in meditation, my higher self came to me. All my little beings of light were there, and they infused me with my light body. And for about 2 days, my vision was very clear. I felt very light, very focused, very connected to them. Then about a week later, out of nowhere, I will see like a big fog, almost like a ball of white light that appears out of nowhere. And I look at it for about a minute or so, and I say, isn't that interesting? And then it disappears.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, that big fog of white light covered a big area. It was probably 20 feet tall by about 40 feet long. And I just watched it as it moved and danced, and then it disappeared.
Wow.
And when I wake up, I don't know what day it is, what year it is. Sometimes I don't even know where I am. It's just kind of interesting.
Charisse, welcome to my world. I'm living there too.
Wow.
I know there's lots of people on the phone that are doing on the lines that are listening everywhere. That yes, it's an amazing journey right now. I've seen big Mandelas again. And I keep closing my eyes and open. I have visions, you know, and the big Mandelas are showing up again, and I kind of surrender to them and allow, I'll just say, whatever it is that you're here for, I'm here for you as service. so I can, we can work together, you know, whatever I need. So I try to, and anybody who's listening and you're seeing and feeling other dimensional, interdimensional or other experiences, just as long as it, go into the feeling and have no fear, right, Charisse? No fear.
Yeah.
Just
no.
Trust that it's all for your highest good and allow it to work with you. I allow it to work with me. I mean, it's strange, but some, and afterwards I'm really tired. Sometimes I have to lay down on the sofa, on the sofa for a little bit. But it's very divine. Good for you, girl. That's wonderful. I'm very happy.
And I just want to make sure I'm very clear.
Yeah, let's look. You feel clear to me. 100%.
Okay.
Very, very good. Excellent, excellent.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Charisse. Bye.
Bye.
And I know who this is. This is my buddy in South Georgia. Is this Maris at work?
No, Maris at home.
Maris
at home.
Oh, my gosh.
I sent you a message. I sent you a couple of messages. I'd be at home, but I realized.
You know where I am.
So
I can't.
I
you
know where
I'm
you
doing.
Are.
I'm focusing on the baby.
That's great. Let's see. Could you? I forgot if last time you. I know my self love has been 100% for a long time. I've been praying for self worth.
Okay. How many blocks does Maris have in her self worth? Zero. And self love zero. Well, self love zero. How much is Maris in the divine flow? 100%. We don't count DNA anymore because we're all in the tens of thousands.
That's right. That's right. And I'm listening to every one of your callers, and because everybody that shares something and receives something with you, we all get it.
Yeah.
And so I was really connecting in when you talked about the food in England. Let me give you the high spot.
Yes.
How much your grandson loves you. And
yes.
And the flow of money for our first caller from Los Angeles. I used to live in LA for 28 years, and I'm glad that I live in South Georgia only because of the rent, and that's about the only reason.
Yeah.
No, but anyway,
Maris, you're doing a great service to the world because your light is so bright there. You know that.
Thank you. Someone a long time ago told me I'm one of the gatekeepers.
Who else is going to do it, honey? There's not.
I'm built for it. The stork dropped me here a long time ago. I left and I came back, and I understand it and everything. But the flow of money thing, I mean, I feel like I finally worked off second house Saturn karma, money karma with money. And I'm beginning to hook into that, which is good because when you can work through where Saturn landed in your money and self-esteem house, and it's, you know, the last heads of that. So I really got the blessing and I gave it to the fact that for our inheritance house to sell, please, it's been on the market for 8 years kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel it going, it's going to sell because that'll move everything for me and my brother and sister and stuff like that. What about the divine beloved, my partner? Do you see him close? And then I'll let you go.
All right. Cause I got a lot of people. How ready is Maris for divine partnership with her male love? How ready is she? God, Maris, you're still 100% ready. How ready
is he? I know
it. He's ready too. Where is he?
when I did a session with you, which I've been doing since 2014, everybody, she's great. I think it was going to be sometime September. So I'm just checking. That's all.
I've got 5 weeks is what I got now.
Okay, let me let you go. I love everybody around the world.
Yes.
We'll see
we
you later.
You too, Maris. Thank you, darling. Good luck. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, darling. And Maris and I, we're the same age. Maris, Friday I'll be 67. So, and I don't feel it though. and I know there's people older than me that are listening in. It's not a number. It's just a number now. It doesn't mean anything. I've got area code 505-835. This is Cindy. Who am I speaking with? Is this Jan?
Hey, darling. It's Jan.
Hey, Jan. How are you today? I can't believe I was a little bit worried that this show wasn't going to air. I'm doing what I always do, but I'm doing it at 10 o'clock here in Henley, England. And this is a freaking miracle, isn't it?
I missed the very first part of your program, but I did get in right before Bob's beautiful prayer. And
That's right. Was
just lovely to hear his prayer and to be connecting with you while you're in England. And
yeah, isn't this great? And I'm almost sitting on the Thames River, which is, you know, you read about it in books. Well, I've been to England a lot, but never on the Thames, and never with my daughter here and live. It's very nice. She called and needed help, and her husband had to go out of the country, and the furniture that we've been waiting on for 3 months finally showed up, all of her belongings from America, and Mom,
wonderful.
Can you get here? And I was on a plane in 6 hours. Yeah.
That's great.
So I really thank everybody for being the people who've been very considerate in knowing that I'm taking a week off. People have been very kind, and I appreciate it. Jan, what's going on with you? What can I help you with?
Well, I've been feeling like things are going to start taking off soon. And when I heard you say things are building up, I was thinking, well, that's confirmation, because I've been feeling like come September or come fall, you know,
yes.
I feel like things are going to start happening for me work-wise. And,
Jan, can I tell you something? You're very clear, and I've never felt you feel so strong. I've never felt you this strong before. Does that make sense?
Yes, I've been really working on myself.
I can tell you feel really strong. It's almost
I'm so
like
glad
you're
to
not,
hear that. It's nice to get confirmation, you know.
Yeah, I've never felt you this strong before, and I'm very proud, very, very proud of you. For you know, you're doing great.
Thank you, darling. I'm thankful for you and Bob and Nancy and
oh yeah,
and everyone I've connected with since I've moved here. And
had Jan came out to New Mexico but she's in Albuquerque. She's about 60 miles from me, so you know, I move people around. I've done that to some. The first family I moved from Atlanta to Washington State, they're very thankful for me, but they thought I was nuts. But they're real happy now.
Oh, you know, I was looking to take a big leap. So
yeah, exactly, darling.
Well, I've enjoyed all your callers, and I'm enjoying
Thank
this.
You.
I know
you
have many more.
All right. We'll talk later, Jan. Good luck.
I hope so.
Let me know when it busts open. Bye. Thank you.
Bye, honey.
You're offering a great service. I want you to keep building that up inside of you, the service that you're offering, okay? And feel
okay,
very
darling.
Confident. Feel very confident about this service because it's very powerful, okay?
Yes, I'm going to start teaching.
Yes. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. Okay, I've got area code 917. I believe that's San Diego. I'm not sure. Or either at New York. 917-538. Who am I speaking with? This person must be just listening. This is Cindy. Thank you for listening. And then I have area code 203-733. This is Cindy Bentley. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Cindy. It's Linda.
Linda Warren? Nope. I mean, I shouldn't say
Linda,
that.
East Coast, West Coast.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Linda
LA,
S. Got
Linda,
it, Linda.
Coast,
how,
West Coast.
Linda
how
S.
How are you? How's the baby?
Oh, mm-hmm. My God. He is so conscious. I can, he's amazing. And
that's
I won't
awesome.
Go into
that's
all
awesome.
The details I'll tell it in another show, but anyway, it's really amazing. We've been together before, even in this lifetime. So it's.
So
how are you?
I'm good. I have a question though about
uh-huh.
holding the light and holding
yes.
the light, because I feel like, you know, I'll hold the light and I'll be grateful and feeling, you know, like I'm so grateful. I'm so happy. I'm like high vibration.
I know you
on
are.
Life. And then, you know, I'll come into contact with someone who's either anxiety-ridden or frustrated or angry.
Because
and
you're so empathic,
I,
Linda.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, but I'll feel it, and then it's like I fall apart or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, could that be possible? Could that be possible?
Well, you're very empathic. So, the thing is, it's a learning experience to detach, and that's something I've had to do. And I know I have caused personal pain to people because I've detached an ex-husband, friends. But the level where I am. I cannot afford to be compromised by other energies that aren't in alignment with who I am. So you can write this down, Linda. You
mm-hmm.
cannot be compromised by other energies who are not in alignment with who Linda is. And you're not doing this to be mean. You're not doing this to cause pain. You're doing this to protect Linda. And this goes
mm-hmm.
for everybody that's listening. This is a biggie. And I know Leslie knows about this. This is a biggie. You've got to protect yourself. If you don't do it, Linda, who is?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody
mm-hmm.
else
right.
is.
Right.
So,
you know, I've tried to create a boundary saying, look,
yeah.
I'm very sensitive. And
yeah.
I'm very sensitive, and I don't appreciate your speaking this way. And then
mm-hmm.
the person will respond, you know, I'm frustrated. It's frustrated,
mm-hmm.
or it's anxiety.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they don't mean it. It's like, I don't think they mean it. They don't really mean
uh-huh.
it, but they're frustrated, or they're anxious, or they're trying to help, but something else is coming in.
Uh-huh. So kind of tell me what's say this again.
Well, when I, you know, I'll create a boundary saying, you know, I'm very sensitive. You know, mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what happens when you say this? What is their response?
Is I'm frustrated, or I'm anxious. Or, you know, I didn't mean it. You know, I didn't mean to, to take it out like that on you. I'm just frustrated,
yes.
or I'm, you know,
mm-hmm.
anxious, or I'm. Because mm-hmm. I live in magical manifestation land. Like things, you know, things work
I know
out,
you
and
do.
If they don't, and if things don't work out, I think, oh my gosh, was that Mercury retrograde? And chances are,
mm-hmm.
There's always a reason if things don't work out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just that's how I feel. Then, you know, when I'm maybe, I don't know if it's co-creating or if I want to achieve a goal, a lot of people, or maybe people don't think like me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's when it's like,
yeah.
you know, they're getting frustrated, or, you know, get into reality or something. And I'm just like, my reality is fine, but I can't, you know, mm-hmm. I need to draw a boundary with my sensitivity.
Yeah, definitely, Linda. Because if you don't, then you're not doing service. And just like me, I have to protect who I am. If I don't protect who I am, then I'm going to hurt a lot of people, not just myself. Because part of my service is maintaining, as I talked about earlier, part of my service is maintaining a light, a path, and how can I say this? My service is a way shower. And if I'm not doing it, how can I tell you, Linda, to do it? And it's right. hard because we love people and we don't want to hurt people. But one person can mess you up. And you're there for hundreds of people, you know? You're doing, you're holding the light for many people. And if one person steps into a boundary and you can't detach, you have to be firm and say, and I do this on the phone. I'll say, I understand what you're saying. And there's people that are on the call-ins today that they know I've had to be firm with them. I've had to be firm with people, but they appreciate who they are now because I wouldn't listen to the stuff. You know, I'll say, you can't tell me that. I'm an empath. Or I'll say, you're an empath. You can't keep telling yourself that. You have to let the past go. And we, you and I have even talked about how we had to let the past go. And you have to let, you have to sort of allow and surrender to a divine flow. And part of that flow cannot, that flow cannot be compromised or interrupted by energies that are not in alignment with who you are. And that's kind of like what I say to people. And the other thing I do, Linda, and I did a whole show on protection and clearing yourself. So if you want to go into the archive, there's a whole show on clearing that I give very specifics on what you need to do to help keep yourself in balance.
Okay,
and
thank you.
I you know, I can get all out of balance too, but there's, you know, I'm a dowser, guys. I'm a master dowser. I use Walt Woods dowsing tools. I use pendulums, and I douse. Even if I go to the grocery store, I say, is it for my highest good to go to the grocery store, yes or no? Or if I don't have a dowsing tool, I'll use a body, and I'll say, show me yes, show me no, parts of my body, muscle tests, do anything. Like just recently coming to England, my daughter called me that morning. I had two sessions, one in Germany and one in Pennsylvania, already scheduled to go over reports the day she called me early that morning. Now, I personally wanted to wait until Thursday. I wanted to tell her, okay, I'll leave Thursday morning. I won't get there till Friday morning. It won't be a problem. Then I doused it. And then I muscle test, and I needed to leave right away. And consequently, the people that I was working with, they understood. They got it that I was working with divine intentions, that I needed to be with my family. And that's, it was okay. And I've got people that I had to make sessions with next week. Because I'm not home yet, or this week, later in the week. So sometimes you have to, I'm making choices. I even think, well, maybe I should do this, but then it wasn't for my highest good. I would like to have stayed another day here. I doused it, and I was told that I needed to leave tomorrow. And rather than later in the week, because there were things, and I trust the universe that I'm getting correct information. And the reason why I do that is because there's been times when I have not done what my higher self has told me to do, and it was a mess up. It was a screw up. Or it was not as good as it would have been had I done chosen. So even when I schedule someone for a session, a lot of times I'll douse how many days until I should do a session. Should I do how many days until I should work with this person? What's the highest and best day for me to work with this person? Because there's a bigger me than my mental Virgo Gemini moon self. There's an energetic higher self that I want to stay hooked into who knows what's best for Cindy Bentley to do as a divine work servant for the universe or for this planet or for the divine star seeds, light workers that I work with every day. So if you can go beyond just Linda the human being and say Linda the divine light worker, the best thing for the light worker, Linda, to do is this, is stay behind boundaries.
And you know, it's so interesting, Cindy.
But
I'm so glad you shared that with everyone, because I do the same thing. I do the same thing. I really do. Is this in my highest and best interest? But with this particular situation, I feel like sometimes I've got, sometimes it's this beautiful teddy bear, and then sometimes, you know, it's a mountain lion. And I don't know which one. I guess it surprises me. It surprises me.
It takes you off balance, too, babe.
Maybe it takes you out of balance. That's how I felt. Like, I went, wait a minute, what? We've already discussed this. I don't understand if there's a problem. And then you're right. That's exactly what it is. It's like, takes me off balance because I wasn't expecting it. But maybe that energy in that person isn't always there.
Exactly. It's not you. And when people... I have people shift up on me. I call it shifting up, guys. They shift from one energy to the next, you know. So when people start shifting up on me, I can feel it in a moment, and they don't even recognize that they're doing it. You know, your person doesn't recognize they're doing it. But they're shifting energies. And the more I ascend and the more sensory perceptions that are increasing in me, the more I can feel it. And I don't know how to tell people sometimes except to say I'm setting boundaries with you because I can feel it. And they're like, what? And I'm like, I'm sorry, but I'm feeling this. But what else can we say except we're feeling it, you know, because we're empathic beings. And that's my truth, is how I feel.
Right.
And that's your truth, Linda. And so you have to protect that. And you know, I can go back to somebody after a couple of years, and sometimes they've shifted back to being in alignment with me. But, you know, I'm just not going to take any... negativity, and I have a problem. My thing is, I'm so kind, and I've got that Southern woman that wants to please, and I end up having people that want to control. They think they know what's best for me, and because the people love me, I've got this for years, and they'll start. And Bob knows what I'm talking about because he's seen it happen in Atlanta. He's seen it. He knows exactly what I'm saying, him and his wife, because they help protect me when I'm there because I'm seeing one client after another. And people see. And I have to be very, very gentle and very direct. And it's not a fun thing to do, but I have to set boundaries and be protected. And I know everybody that's listening, and Charisse, we've talked about this before. Maris, we've all talked about it. Jan, everybody, we've talked about setting boundaries. But if we're going to move forward, not everybody's going to come with us at the same speed. And we may go faster than other people, and then we have to catch them up. Or I've known people who've moved ahead of me, and then I'll catch up with them. But, you know, it's not a race. It's not about something being better than someone else or anything else. It's just we're doing the work. We're all changing, shifting at a different level at different times. But we're all going to get to the same place because we all came from the same place, if that makes sense.
It does. It does. It really does. It really does.
Okay. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you. That it really was really wonderful. Thank you so much, Cindy, for
You're
all
welcome,
of us.
Linda.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, darling.
Bye-bye.
And then I have another area code, 646756. This is Cindy Bentley. Who am I speaking with? Hello? This is Cindy Bentley in Henley, England. Who am I speaking with? It must be somebody listening, but I know this number. I've seen this number before. I think it's one of my clients. Thank you for listening. I'm going to go back again. Can you hear me now? Okay, they're listening. All right, they're listening. I think it's in New York. All right, let's see what we got here. We've got time for a deep meditation. I'm going to talk to Katie a minute. Katie, how are you feeling? Because I did a lot of work on you. How are you feeling? You're not getting busy on me or anything, are you?
Hello?
Okay. How are you feeling, Katie?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm relaxed.
We did a lot of work. We did a lot of work on you, but I'm fixing to do a meditation. Okay. Thank you, Katie, for hanging in there, guys. We're going to do a meditation. I do want to add that while I'm here, I've got another email from San Diego. They want me to come back and do another and gift them with another workshop at another Unity in San Diego. So I will do that in the next couple of months. And then I'm going to try to coordinate it with the Spiritual Living Center in L.A. So I'll keep you posted on that one. And I will be coming back to England to work with the energies here. There's something going on here, and I love to be here. For some reason, God and Spirit and my higher self has led me here. Since 2012, this is my fifth trip to England, and always staying at anywhere from a week to 3.5 weeks or longer. So, but I will be coming back a little often because I've got support to give to family here, and it's just a very magical, good place to bond. And I'm thanking God for allowing this show to be aired and me to continue my service and my work and still be a mother and a grandmother. It's pretty darn amazing. This couldn't be doing all this on Skype and every place else and working in 26 countries without the technology that we have today, and I'm very thankful for that. So now I want to open up this gigantic, powerful energy of all the divine beings that support me on this journey, and I'm going to share with you some healing energies, and I want each of you to get it very comfortable in a great place. Because we all have some things that we need to let go of, or some situations in our lives that we want to see the big picture of. I want to thank Bob for helping me tonight. He's doing a great job, and Bob will be here the next few. Bob will be keeping it up. I think he's going to do a little prayer every week, and I like having this balance across the country, and him in Atlanta and me here. And he'll be, I think, in November he may be in Santa Fe visiting with him and his wife. So that would be great, too. So we're going to ask to take a deep breath and recognize that you are in the big picture, a most powerful divine being. That's the truth. The absolute truth of who you are is this gigantic divine being. And all else is not that real, guys. All the fear, all the lack, anything that is conditional is not true. Because the truth is, we're here as divine beings to learn to use our power. And we can no longer be compromised. And I want each of you to feel this in every cellular consciousness of who you are. That you cannot be compromised. That any place, anytime, anywhere, that feeling starts to come to you, I want you to let it go and know that it is not the truth of who you are. And one of the things you can say as you dig deep into the heart of your soul and know that you're on a divine soul journey, a soul path, and that soul journey, most real aspect of exactly who you are. And the soul aspect of who you are loves you as a human being and knows that you are here on this journey to regain the power of being a divine being, the consciousness of being pieces of our Creator, God, expressing on this planet as you step away from what is not true and from people who would want to pull you back into the three-dimensional hologram. We know that this is not real. So my diamond beings now are with us. Ooh, at a very high level. And the diamond beings and my golden beings. We've got Archangel Michael cutting cords from anyone who wants to release any attachment to anybody that's feeding from their energy fields. We have Saint Germain that's ready and willing to burn away anything that is not of divine order. Any non-beneficial energies are burned away by Saint Germain in your mental body, your physical body, your spiritual body, and your emotional body, and all of your auric field and your Merkaba is now filled with this diamond light, and all else is burned away. And we have high levels of appreciation for all this divine service that we're now receiving so that we can step forth on this planet and we can serve. And I want each of you, I'm hearing another affirmation. I want each of you to let go of what is not your truth. You know what's not your truth. It's time to let it go. And we're going to burn that in the violet flame. And we want to release all patterns, programs, habits that are blocking you with all of that is not the truth of who you are. Let it go. It's not real, guys. And you no longer need that compromise. You need to be in full power. And the gold beings are coming through with the diamond beings right behind as it goes through your crown chakra and connecting you to the highest heavens at this present moment with diamond light, straight from source. You are an instrument of God on this planet. And he wants to divinely support you. If you will permit it and allow it, you are divinely supported. You must accept this support. You must ask for support. All the divine beings that are right beyond the veil cannot help in your day-to-day life unless you remember to ask. Whew, take a deep breath. We're still moving forward. We're going through the crown chakra with the light. And now the third eye chakra is being cleaned up, activated, filled with diamond light. And now we're asking this diamond light to go through the throat chakra and open up all of your truth so that you can feel the support of speaking your truth, of speaking the truth of exactly who you are, because now you know who you are, and now you support and love yourself 100%. In so doing, you must speak your truth. And now we're going to our heart chakra. And we're opening up that heart chakra to the highest level of unconditional love for ourself. So know that the heart wants to love you unconditionally. Your heart wants to love you exactly the way that God loves you. And when God loves you, the monetary support comes. So love yourself and give yourself permission for that monetary energy to come in to support who you are and what you are. And now we're going into the core of who we are with this gigantic, the core essence of each of you. And this diamond light is opening up the core essence at even higher frequency and vibration. I'm holding the space for y'all, for each of you to expand in the light. It's your opportunity to be more. And you've got to trust that not only can you be more, that you are more, and that there's no fear to hold you back from being absolutely powerful. We're talking about your solar plexus personal power is opening up, the diamond light's coming through, the golden light. Feel that energy. And know that you are divinely blessed with an abundant supply of this energy. That you have to willingly support and accept the power of who you are. I'm holding this space for you to expand into the bigger and bigger you. You will be moving through this life and this world empowered, because that's the truth of who and what you are at this moment. There is a new energy on this planet. and you're at the head of the class in receiving and integrating this divine power. Accept it now. You can do this. Expand it. And now we're taking this energy into your sacral chakra. And your sacral chakra, it's about two things. One, it's about accepting your creativity. It's time to start creating your heart's desires at the highest level, the door, and recognizing that you have the power to manifest and create all. Everything is coming in. The money, the job, the house, the partner, the love, all that you have is showing up. All that you have is yours. This is yours. You have it. You've got to accept it. So you are creating abundance now, and you're accepting the sacral chakra at 100%. And another part of the sacral chakra is accepting yourself as a divine being showing up on the planet in human form. And love that human form. And know that even though you are not being in the light body being that you're accustomed to, you're in human form, and love and accept that through this human form, all things are possible, and you still have the core essence of who you are. And you can be all that you need to be. Okay, so continue to connect in, be all that you need to be. It's all good. Accept it, love it, be it. And it's showing. And next, we're going to the root chakra. That's to ground you and to balance you to the planet and to the universe. And I'm asking that all of you guys experience alignment, drink lots of water, get some sunlight. Know you may be a little dizzy and tired, are lethargic, but we've done some great work today. And I thank you for being here. And next Monday, I'll be in Santa Fe, New Mexico when we air. I never know for sure. I think I'll be here then. If God needs me to be at home in my sanctuary, I will be there. Thank you for listening. Thank you for support. We're about to go off the air. Good night, and have a blessed day. Thank all of you for your divine support and listening, and all those who called in, thank you for calling in. And so it is. Until next Monday.